Acts 15, the Council at Jerusalem. Faith gives identity to both Jews and Gentiles. Our church is not much different from the early church when it comes to humans trying to interpret the scripture and the acts of God. In this story of the Jerusalem Council, the people are laying guidelines for who is included and excluded. Does that sound familiar? We find ourselves asking unimportant questions just to keep certain people out of our so-called club, often referred to as Christianity. We may think we are protecting the sanctity of the church, or we are holding on to what we think the early church was proposing. In reality, we, like the first disciples, cannot totally understand the mind of God, and we should not pretend we know. What we should do is come to the same resolve they did when they concluded, faith in Jesus Christ came to both Jews and Gentiles because of the Holy Spirit. According to Paul, God's intention was to draw all people to himself. God sends his Spirit to the Gentiles and teaches them the truth of grace. God sent his Son to become one of us to save all his creation. God loves his world so much, he is willing to give his life for our lack of faith and our sinfulness. God took on flesh to be close to us and to show us the way to the truth. God in Jesus Christ took on our sin, shame, suffering, and death in exchange for a life in God that is everlasting. That happy exchange for us is done by the grace of God, who did not come to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved. Jesus reminds us what God told Moses in the law Moses gave to the people. The most important of all commandments, the two greatest commandments that all the laws and prophets hang on. The commandments that Jesus told the lawyer could give him life. The greatest commandment is to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. And the second is like the first, to love our neighbor as ourselves. In this love, God says we are included in his resurrection and relationship with God. It is in loving our neighbors as ourselves that we love our God. We can see the open gate of Jesus Christ for our salvation and life eternal with the Creator God. God does all of this, and we still do not understand why. But Holy Spirit teaches us and gives us our faith and the ability to know the God of all creation, to love all the children of God, Greek and Jew. Jesus then sends us in faith to spread this good news to all nations, because it is for all people to hear. God is love, and God's only Son, Jesus Christ, is the open gate for our salvation. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of all, in Jesus you have made us all sisters and brothers in Christ. There is no distinction between Gentile and Jew. There is no separation that can remove anyone from fellowship in Christ's community. Blind us to our differences, so that in unity we may proclaim your truth to all, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our open gate, in whom there is harmony and peace. Amen.